Let's turn our attention over to the 7th chapter of John. We'll begin reading with verse 37. John 7:37. He said, "In the last days, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, 'If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.' But he spake he, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people therefore, when they heard this saying, said, 'Of a truth, this is the prophet.' Others said, 'This is the Christ.' But some said, 'Shall Christ come out of Galilee?' Jesus stood as, and he stood and he gave an invitation. He said, 'If any man thirst,' he said, 'let him come and drink, come unto me and drink.'" Those words are still very applicable to all of us today. If any man's hungry, if any man's thirsty, if any man has need, Jesus gave the invitation, "Come to me." And we find that in the world today, there are so many people that are offering solace. There are so many different churches, religion, people that are offering to the solution to people's problem. But the reality is the answer is not out there. The only thing that will minister to the soul of man is Jesus Christ himself. There are temporary fixes out there. There are things that will make you feel good for a little while. There are things out there that will dull the pain. But there is nobody that can save the soul except Jesus Christ. And when people heard the words of Christ, they said, this must be the prophet that we've read about. And others said, well, this is the Christ. This is the Son of God. Then we read that the Pharisees, they weren't happy because the people were listening to Christ. And they realized that this man, Jesus, is teaching something different. And so they sent soldiers out. They sent people out to get Christ, and they came back empty-handed. They didn't bring him. And in the 46th verse, it said the officers, well, let's read verse 45. It said, "Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, 'Why have you not brought him?'" They didn't like it that the attention was off of themselves as the spiritual leaders. So they said, "Why didn't you bring Jesus?" And the officers answered, "Never man spake like this man." There's been nobody that spoke. We went, and I don't know what all happened, but it's almost as if these soldiers went, these officers went, and they were going to go get Jesus, and they started listening to him, and they couldn't put their hands on him. And when they went back and they were asked, "Why didn't you get him?" they said, "Never man spake like this man." I want you all to help out this morning. I have a few more scriptures we're going to read, but I want you to begin thinking about the words of Christ. What are things that Jesus said about salvation? What did Jesus say about how we're to live our life? Folks, it is important for us to put much authority and credence in the words of Jesus Christ. There has never been a man that spake like that man before Christ and since Christ. Because Jesus has the words of life. Over in Matthew in the 7th chapter, in verse 28, it said, "It came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine." They were there listening to the teachings of Christ, and they were astonished, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. In other words, it wasn't just empty words. But Jesus spake with the authority of the Father, and he spake something that would bring life to them. In that same 7th chapter, after he told the story of the wise man and the foolish man, he said in verse 24, "Therefore, whosoever heareth what? These sayings of mine." And Jesus himself said, "I speak not of myself," but he said, "I speak of the one that sent me." He said, "I'm speaking of the Father." But he said, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them." See, it's not enough to hear the words of Christ. The Lord is looking for obedience. If we want the gospel to work in our life, we're going to have to be obedient. We can sit under the sound of the gospel and have the doctrines just right. But folks, it's not going to do us any good unless we obey them and do what it says. So I want to be reminded this morning, and the Lord gave me this message, but I want to be reminded of the words of Christ. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'm going to liken him unto a wise man. I want to be wise this morning. I don't want to be foolish. I don't want to be found in this life without stability in my life. And I don't want to be found when the Lord comes back to take us to the judgment. I want to be found that the Lord can say this was a wise man. What makes us wise this morning? It's not because of our intellect. It's not how many degrees we have. It's not how much worldly understanding we have. We are wise when we know the words of Christ and we do them daily, Sunday after Sunday. But not only that, Monday after Monday, and Tuesday after Tuesday, day by day, that Lord, I'm listening to your words, but I'm also obeying them. Jesus said in John 6:63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth what? What does the flesh profit? Nothing. The flesh profiteth nothing. I would that the world would get that message. The flesh doesn't profit anything. Yes, there's momentary pleasure in the flesh. You know that fleshly pursuits are not just the sensual pleasures of the flesh. There are intellectual pleasures of the flesh. It goes both ways. Some people are after, they're out to what feels good, the sensual things. Folks, those things aren't going to satisfy. It's not going to profit us in the long run. But we want to go a step further this morning, and I would that you young people get hold of this. The intellectual pursuits of this world are going to profit you nothing when all is said and done. What's going to profit us are the words of Christ and the obedience to His words. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you. Now Christ is speaking of His words. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. If you want life today, if you want pleasure, true pleasure that comes from within, take the words of Christ. Listen to what He says and obey them. There's another scripture I'd like us to turn and read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And then I want, again, I'm going to open this up. I don't want to hear your words, and I want you to hear the words of Christ. And I want you to share what words of Christ, what has Christ said that has been meaningful to you? What are things that Jesus says in His Word that teach us today that we need to remember? Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, Paul was speaking, he said, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. And it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. In other words, men's ideologies and philosophies and ways. He said, I'm going to destroy the wisdom of the wise. And I'm going to bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of the world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Folks, the wisdom of this world is foolishness. I know that we're all thankful for dishwashers. It's nice to have a dishwasher. That came about by some wisdom, didn't it? Came about by someone thinking through something and inventing something that we say, thank the Lord for dishwashers and thank the Lord for microwaves and thank the Lord for running water. We can turn the faucet on and have pipes without water pressurized just right. Thank the Lord for that. I was thankful for some warm water this morning. Thank the Lord for the conveniences of life. But folks, those conveniences don't save us. Those conveniences don't do anything to the spirit of man. Jesus said, I'm going to confound the wisdom of the wise. We look at the wisdom of this world, teaches you how to raise your children. And I've got to say, how's it working? How, look at the condition of our world. People, look at the wisdom of what the world is doing in our education system. We're not going to get into all the Common Core and all these things, but how is it working for them? Look at where things are in this country compared to what it was 50 years ago in understanding and education. The wisdom of this world is going to be brought to naught. Folks, the wisdom of this world that have their philosophies of how to live life, the Lord's going to confound that wisdom because all of us are going to stand before the judgment seat of God. Every atheist, everybody that had an idea of life that there is no God, live after the flesh. When we get into some revelation maybe this afternoon, we're going to see this very vividly. But when we leave God out of it, folks, trouble's going to come. When we leave God out of it. So what do we do this morning? Let's listen to the words of Christ. Let's be wise this morning and take what He said. I'm going to start us off. Jesus said, I am what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Young people, children, all of us, there is no other way except Jesus Christ. Jesus also said, I am the door. No man cometh to the Father but by me. It's not through the doors of the chapel. It's not through joining yourself with a group of people. Jesus Christ is the door, the entrance into salvation. What did Jesus say about love? That you love one another. Do you want wisdom in relationships? What do we do? What were the words of Christ? He said, love one another. What else did Jesus say about love? Who are we to love? Love thy neighbor as thyself. The words of Christ. How are we supposed to live? Do we not all have times that, okay, what do I do about this? What did Jesus say? Love your neighbor as yourself. What else did He say about love? Love the Lord. This is the first commandment. The first and the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with what? With all. With all of your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. Folks, when we talk about, we've been studying in the young people's class, they were looking at some different denominations and what they teach in different groups. You know, when it comes down to it, this is vital. This encapsulates what it means to serve God. Love Him with all of your heart. Now, we can put a list of rules and regulations. Folks, and there's a place, the New Testament is not without rules, all right? It's not without rules. But when it comes down to it, it is about your personal relationship with God. And if you don't love God with all of your heart, any standards, whether they be holy or not, it's not going to work salvation in your life. If you are not motivated by what Jesus said when He said, love me. There are people I'm concerned about their standards. I'm concerned. It's less than what the Bible teaches, and those things need to be taught. But do you know what the foundational answer is? They need to love God with all their hearts. Because when we love God with all of our hearts, we'll have a desire to obey the other words of Christ. Jesus, did He not say to love your enemies? The publicans and Pharisees love people that are their friends. Jesus said, love your enemies. Jesus also said about love, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, in other words, it was open to everybody, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have what? Everlasting life. It's an issue of love this morning. What else did Jesus say in the scripture? The words of Christ. What are relevant things? It's all relevant. But what are things that He said that it's good for us to remember? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Father, forgive them. Do we need to follow that example as well. Say, Lord, what am I supposed to do? What were the words of Christ? He said, Father, forgive them. Release them from the penalty of their behavior. What else did Jesus say? Let your light so shine before men that they may what? See your, oh, is that lifting us up? What else did he went on? They might glorify the Father which is in heaven. How important it is when people say, this is my life. I can do what I want and I'm saved in what I do. It doesn't matter what I do, shouldn't affect anybody else. That's your problem and that's your issue. No, what were the words of Christ? He said, let your light shine before men. In other words, you are having an impact on the world around you, and people ought to be able to look on you on the outside, because they can't see your heart. They ought to be able to look on and see the pureness and holiness of the Father, which is in heaven. What else did Jesus say? Whatever you ask in my name, that shall you receive. That will I do. What you ask in my name. When we pray, we go through in the name of Jesus Christ because there is power in that name. And it has to do with our faith as well. Where is our faith? Is our faith in our righteousness this morning? Is our faith that, Lord, I've been so good. Lord, I gave that up. Now will you answer my prayer? Because I gave that up. Oh no, we come and ask in the name of Jesus because it's faith in His name that God has moved on His throne. What else did Jesus say? Seek ye first. Young people, you're making decisions right now. What are you going to do with your life? Where are you going to go? What did Jesus say? Seek ye first. The kingdom of God and what? That's right. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek His holiness. Don't be afraid of it. It's going to work good for your life. Jesus said, seek it with all of your heart. And then all these other things, they're going to be added unto you. The Lord knows we have life to live. He knows we got to have money to pay the bills. The Lord knows that. And part of else what he said before he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, was not he pointing out the birds, the sparrows, and the grass of the field? And he said, the Lord knows that you have need of these things. The Lord's going to take care of you. Does that not bring comfort when it looks like your barn's not full? Think, what did Jesus say? He said, I know what you need. I know what you need. What else did Jesus say? I think one of the most beautiful passages that I remember, and I know I've shared it, preaching in Pakistan, where people take the adulterer out and stone them. We hear it in the news. Reading the story of Jesus telling that woman caught in adultery, he said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. That is so beautiful to me. That where there is sin, and where there's heartache, and where there's disappointment, the words of Christ were, he wasn't excusing, but he was saying, I'm not condemning you to death, but I'm giving you opportunity to go and live like you should. Go and sin no more. Oh, those words have great relevance to all of us today. Go and sin no more. What else did Jesus say? If you love me, you know, it keeps coming back to love, doesn't it? If you love me, keep my commandments. Folks, there's a place of obedience in serving the Lord. But again, it's love. If you love me. What else did he say? If any man will come after me, let him what? Let him take up his cross. Let him deny himself. And take up his cross. In one place it says daily. Let him deny himself. We live in a generation that does not like self-denial. We live in a generation that wants it, and they want it now, and they want to do what I want, how I want, and I don't want someone telling me what to do. And what are the words of Christ? He said, if you will come after me, if you're going to really be a saint of God, he said, you're going to have to deny yourself and take up your cross and then follow me. What else did he say? Take heed that you do not your alms before men. He wasn't saying that we can't, you know, my preference is I grew up thinking that this public offering was not a good thing. I just grew up in a congregation. We never took up public offerings. I moved back to the Midwest, and I wasn't quite sure about y'all. that y'all came from the Midwest, too. But there were things that then I realized, you know what? Really, that's not what Jesus was saying. You know, whether you pass the plate, and you may say that's sectarian, but he didn't tell us what to do. He didn't tell us how to do it. But the principle was, don't do your alms. Don't do the things you do to be seen of men. But do it because you're doing it of a heart of love for the Lord. And God knows why you do it. What else did Jesus say? There is another scripture Jesus said in John 5, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which that all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. And they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Judgment was not something that was just taught by the apostles. The words of Christ. He said all that are in the graves, and there's going to be a resurrection to life and a resurrection to damnation. What else did he say? I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Believest thou this? These are the words of Christ. Jesus is still the only way this morning. What else did he say? Blessed are they, and that was one of the first scriptures that the Lord put on my heart. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Oh, Lord, give us a hunger for the things of God. Help us this morning to be hungry for the words of Christ, because we're going to be filled when we follow after those things. What else did he say? Inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, so ye have done it unto me. Our service, we are called to a life of service, because Jesus also said, I was in prison and you didn't visit me. And I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was naked and you didn't clothe me. But then he turned to the righteous and said, I was in prison and you visited me. In other words, as we have done it, the least of these. Jesus said, you are serving me when you serve other people. He's not just talking about the household of faith. It starts. The apostles taught us that. As ye have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith. But Jesus said, to those that are undeserving and unworthy, as you do it to them, you have done it to me. What else did Jesus say? You're blessed are the merciful. Do you find it easier to be merciful for people that you love? So who are we supposed to love again? The words of Christ already dealt with that, didn't it? We're supposed to love everybody. So Lord, help us to be merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I am in need of the mercy of God. So Lord, would you help me? Lord, would you help me to be merciful to others? What else did Jesus say? Do you remember the prayer that Jesus prayed? Two points of valuable truth that Jesus brought out. He prayed that they may be one. My disciples, that they would be one even as we are. Jesus, the words of Christ, promoted unity. Unity around the cross. Unity around himself. If I be lifted up, he was speaking about being lifted up on the cross. He said, I will draw all men unto myself. Folks, that should be the focus of our unity. It's not because we all work the same jobs or have the same last name or have the same professions in jobs, careers. But it's about that we've come to the cross. And that's what brings the unity of God's people. That's what the church of God is all about. It's about unity. But it's about unity around Jesus Christ. And Jesus continued to pray, and he said, I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. So we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Folks, these are the words of Christ. That we're not to be acting like the world, living like the world, conducting ourselves like the world. We are a called out people according to the words of Christ. What else did he say? Jesus gave a commission. Oh Lord, help us. Lord, revive among us that commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, teaching them all things that I have taught you to observe. Teaching them. Another place he said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go into all the world. What is the world? Folks, we're all going to go to our world when we leave here. You're going to go to your world. I don't know. Your world is different than my world. But Jesus said, I want you to go out for the purpose of making disciples. For the purpose of teaching. For the purpose of sharing hope to a world that is so hopeless. This was not voted on by a body of minister saints. These are the words of Jesus Christ, and they are spirit, and they are life. We can't forget the words of Christ when he looked out on the people and he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Just, if you have burdens, if you have needs, bring them to the Lord. Bring them to Jesus. And he promised to give us rest, which means in the Greek, it means quietness. I'll give you quietness of spirit if you'll come to me. You remember what Jesus told Peter in John, the book of John, right before he left when they were out eating? On the beach, they were eating their fish, and Jesus came along and he asked Peter a question. You remember what he asked him? Lovest thou me more than these? Do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Oh, yes, Lord. Peter, do you love me? And then he went on, he said, then feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. You know the Lord's still telling us that today. But what did Peter ask Jesus after that was all over? Remember what he asked Jesus? Yeah, what about John? What shall this man do? What were the words of Christ when he started looking at everybody else, wondering, well, they're not doing what they ought to be doing. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Young people, don't say to your parents, but mom and dad, everybody else is doing it. All the other young people are wearing that. Don't do that. What does that have? What is that to thee? Jesus said, follow thou me. You do what you need to do and don't worry about everybody else. You be faithful. Anything else? Anybody else have some words of Christ that you'd like to share? These words right here. All of these ideas and all of the things of this world are going to pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And Jesus also said on that note, Jesus also said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. That's John 12:48. The words of Christ are going to judge us in the last days. And I want to remind us again of a question that Jesus asked his disciples as some begin to walk away, saying, this is too hard. That offends me. I don't want to go this way. You remember the question that Jesus asked? Will you also go away? Do you think the Lord asks us that sometimes? Are you going to go away too? And Peter said, remember what he said? He said, Lord, to whom will we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. Lord, there's nowhere else to go. There's nowhere else to go. Yes, there's things in this world, but they had understanding that those things didn't profit in the long run. He said, Lord, where will we go? This morning, I don't know where else to go except to Jesus. And when I don't know what to do, I want the Lord to help me to value the words of Christ. I appreciate the writings of saints. I appreciate their testimonies. I appreciate the blessing it's been in my life. But during the tough times, what's going to get me through? To know what to do. To know how to live. To know what to decide. Give me the words of Christ. So I thank the Lord this morning for His words. In Colossians 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ, and that's my commission to you in the Holy Spirit this morning, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, in word and in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. You know how beautiful it is this morning as we can just all start sharing? And these words of Christ, you've memorized them. We may not get every comma right. But this is why it's so valuable for you children to memorize verses. A lot of the verses that as adults, the ones we remember are the ones we learned when we were young. Keep studying the Word of God. Let's let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly this morning. I don't want to be impoverished. I don't want to be poor. But I want to know why and how I should live. And it's founded on the words of Jesus Christ. So may we be rich in the words of Christ this morning.